USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Arizona officials say a train carrying hazardous materials has derailed near the California border.
Train derailed near Interstate 40 north of Lake Havasu City. So far, there's been no sign that any potentially dangerous chemicals were spilled, and no injuries or deaths have been reported. The cause of the derailment is unknown. Federal authorities and the BNSF Railway are investigating. I'm Mark Neufield.
Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks with Syria's leader al-Assad in Moscow yesterday as relations between Middle East states undergo a reset, welcoming Assad to the start of the meeting, which took place on the anniversary of Syria's 12-year uprising turned civil war. Putin emphasized the Russian military's decisive contribution to stabilizing Syria. The leaders will continue to meet today. A drop in retail sales and softening prices in February offered signs of a cooling economy as the spread of financial turmoil on Wall Street called into question whether the Federal Reserve would continue raising interest rates. The central bank's focus in recent days has shifted from economic ratings to stresses in the financial system. Residents on both coasts are getting a break from Mother Nature.
Severe weather that has hit both U.S. coasts in recent days is easing up a little bit. Most storm warnings in California and parts of the Northeast were lifted yesterday. Another atmospheric river has pounded the Golden State with hurricane-force winds and drenching rains, leaving more than 100,000 customers without power. In the East, snowfall totals of at least 2 feet have been reported from upstate New York all the way to southern New England. People in that region have also dealt with widespread power outages. I'm Skip Kelly.
The loss of a U.S. drone in the Black Sea after an alleged collision with a Russian warplane has exposed the high-risk cat-and-mouse game in European skies between NATO and Russian aircraft. The United States has accused Russia of forcing down one of its Reaper surveillance drones over the Black Sea and international waters. This is USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Florida beaches are going to be attended by more than tourists very soon.
A 5,000-mile-long, 300-mile-wide seaweed blob in the Atlantic is heading for the Sunshine State.
We could see some areas on the east coast of Florida where, even if there aren't beach closures, you perhaps would not want to swim in all that sargassum, if you could even get to the water.
Florida Atlantic University professor Brian LaPointe says a lot of the muck has already washed ashore in the Keys and Fort Lauderdale beaches. Some could even make its way into the Gulf of Mexico. So what's causing it?
We think that the nutrient availability in the tropical Atlantic has increased.
I'm John Schaefer.
A new study highlights how well San Diego police are following the city's so-called progressive enforcement model when it comes to dealing with homelessness. San Diego State University professor Megan Welsh Carroll.
There is not the offering of services that happens, that the San Diego Police Department says happens. The folks we interviewed, that does not hold water.
Carroll says some officers are being hostile towards the homeless.
The folks that we spoke with shared a lot of, quite frankly, overtly racist and homophobic slurs that police will use.
Japan and South Korea agreed on steps toward resolving a trade dispute that has been a strain in their relationship. Leaders of the two nations are meeting today in Tokyo for a highly anticipated summit. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You know, sometimes it does feel like a game of whack-a-mole, right? Right when you think that you're gaining ground, starting to get this country on track, you realize that we have a relentless foe that is doing everything they can to disassemble our constitutional republic. I mean, that ought to be clear. Can you not see it? Certainly, we've got, upwards of 60% plus of the body politic agreeing that the country is on the wrong track. Well, we need to get together and get unified, which would be quite shocking to the ruling elites. They like it when we are, you know, disunited in anything but the United States of America, because when we are the United States of America, we are strong. And we'll get this country back on track, but we got to get away from the political influence and the power elites that have taken over this government and that are wrecking our lives. I mean, you've got socialism rising, and with Bernie Sanders leading the charge is what Selwyn Dukes writes in The New American. Well, and did Biden make political points, I ask you, with Sanders and Elizabeth Warren over the latest bank bailouts? Good news for the ruling elites, bad news for we the people, because we know, or we should know, what's next. Selwyn Duke, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi there, Bill. Great to be with you again. How are you?
Well, I'm doing terrific, all things considered, because I'm not about to let these elites and the deep state drag me down. I have faith in the American people, Selwyn, as you do, that we can come together. You know, I don't know how many more times we have to defy gravity and fall off the roof and realize, you know, that there's certain things that are absolute. And we are defying absolute all in the name of theory, whether it's the critical race theory, whether it's climate, I mean, go on down, whether it's the Joe Biden theory of economics that is just crushing us.
Right, right. Well, there's no question about it. And as for the topic today, and we also have a problem because you see younger people, especially more and more, Bill, they're embracing socialism. Mm-hmm. And you mentioned Bernie Sanders. The reason why I cited him in my recent article is that he just wrote a book titled It's Okay to Be Angry About Capitalism. And of course, in this book, he's slamming capitalism. And the problem is that, as I said, socialism is gaining great currency, especially with the young. I mean, consider this. We've had polls indicating this. In 2019, Bill, there was a report by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation. You know what it found? It found that more than 70% of millennials said they were likely to vote for a socialist for president. More than 70%. Mm-hmm. And right. That's very, very troubling. And what's happened here with Bernie Sanders and Sandy Cortez of Westchester and so many others is that they're trying to rebrand socialism. Now they're calling it democratic socialism. Mm-hmm. Now, in my article, I cited this fellow, actually in another article I wrote, I'm sorry, from Occidental College, a professor, Peter Dreyer. He said, under democratic socialism, well, we believe that industry, that business should stay in private hands. We just want the government to intervene and make sure that people do, quote, the right thing. Now, I said when I heard this, well, that's really something, because that's not a tenet of socialism. Socialism mm-hmm. really subscribes to the idea of the government ownership of the means of production. And you have to think that a lot of these people, Bill, are trying to put one over on us. You know, that's what they claim. But the truth is what's going to happen ultimately if you have their vision foisted upon America even more? Well, it's going to devolve into a situation where the government will be taking over industry for a very simple mm-hmm. reason. When you have this kind of intervention in the economy, it tends to ruin business, and then business falters, and then the government can step in and take over playing the white knight. One exactly. little example. Democratic socialists love rent control, right? What happens when you have mm-hmm. rent control? Well, you have landlords not making a sufficient profit. Then they don't want to keep up their properties. They become dilapidated. Then one of two things will happen. Either people will complain, and the government can use that as a pretext to step in and institute even more regulation, seize more control. Or as the government does that, the landlords will go under, and then the mm-hmm. government has to take over anyway. And exactly. that can be replicated across all the different industries. And I think ultimately that's what would happen. So it's very,
well, that's
very
actually,
dangerous.
Actually, it's what's been happening, Selwyn. I mean, this formula yes. has been something that the Democrats, they are 10-degree black belts in this formula. They have yeah. perfected it to an art. And the American people, and of course, I blame the legacy media because they're not reporting on this. I mean, look, you're talking about, you and I are talking about this morning, how many times will the American people hear this story and this plan, you know, throughout the day, the week, or the coming months? I mean, it will be a minimal amount of reporting, you know, outside of this radio show that brings this to light, that this is exactly just like the banking, you know, we're going to talk about this banking fiasco and bailout. This is, you know, in large part has been created by the government.
Right.
To come to a predicted end that they have determined.
Right. Well, I can tell you this. I mean, I understand that what's going on right now might have a somewhat different genesis. But if you look at, for instance, the 2008 financial crisis, Bill, what happened there? Well, you had these big investment houses that had made ridiculous investments and started going under. But the thing you have to ask is, well, some of these investment houses had been around for more than a century. How is it that they had suddenly forgotten how to assess risk? Well, no, they hadn't. What happened was this. You go back to the 1990s under Bill Clinton. There were a number of bailouts that, excuse me, had foreign names attached to them. I don't know if it was the Russian bailout or whatever they called many of them, but that was deceptive. What they actually were bailouts of big investment houses that had made bad investments and mm-hmm. were going under. Now, the problem with that was, as the saying goes, Bill, the result of shielding men from the effects of folly is to fill the world with fools. Mm-hmm. When the government bailed out these institutions, they got the message, hey, we can roll the dice, we can take a lot of risk, make some very, very high-risk investments, and if they pay off, hey, we make it big. If they don't pay off, then you know what? The taxpayer is going to be there to bail us out. And that's exactly. what happens when you socialize losses and capitalize profits. And mm-hmm. that, of course, has been plaguing us ever since. And like I said, what's going on right now might have a slightly different genesis. But yes, absolutely. And Bill, let me say one other thing. You know, I was talking about how socialism is gaining currency. Remember, most of these young people who are supporting it, they can't even define the term. But if you yes. look at polling, they don't like capitalism. It has a very negative connotation to them. And this is why I've been telling conservatives for ages, stop using the word capitalism. Now, a lot of people don't like the way that sounds. But here's why I say it. Why was capitalism originally applied to political and economic systems, the term? It was applied originally by socialists who were using it as a pejorative, okay? Mm-hmm. So it's another example of us using an example of the lexicon of the left. Remember, the word capital means money. So capitalism could be conceptualized as moneyism. Socialists yes. used it, applied it to demonize economic freedom. And economic freedom is exactly the term we should be using. We should control the language exactly. of the debate.
Got to go to break. More from Selwyn Duke after this. Stay with us.
If you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it, you can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. He is Selwyn Duke, the writer for The New American, The Hill, Observer, The American Conservative, there's that word, WorldNet Daily, American Thinker, and many other print and online publications, and it's always good to have his insight here. Selwyn, as you were saying earlier, we were talking offline, that to define the terms, or in this case words, is to win the argument or the debate. And this is what the left has been able to do quite effectively, you know, supported by social media, supported by legacy media. This is a planned attack and an art of war that has been perfected over the years. This isn't something that's just brand new, right?
No, you're correct. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, as I've said, the side that defines the vocabulary of a debate wins the debate. That's the theme of the old book, The Tyranny of Words. And what's been happening for ages now is that the left has been defining the vocabulary of the debate. What typically happens, Bill, is this. Some academic on a college campus somewhere will come up with some new term or will co-opt a term, right? That's buttressing the left-wing agenda. Then that's seized upon.
You see, I always thought that... I'm sorry. I just interrupted you for just a second. I always thought those ideas came up in the coffee rooms in academia. You know, a couple of the like-minded people, they're siloed together and they just start throwing words about. And, you know, and all of a sudden, you know, because they've got these Ivy League degrees, it means something, right?
Right. Well, absolutely. And then, of course, the media disseminate that term and normalize it. And then what happens is that even conservatives embrace it because it's something that happens very organically, very naturally. Here's another example on a different issue. Transgenderism, okay, or transgender. There's no such thing. No one is transgender because people don't have gender. Words do, if you look at the original meanings, and you can't switch sexes. That's why I call this phenomenon the MUS, made-up sexual status agenda. But that's just one example. And, of course, it's the same thing here with capitalism. As I said before the break, capitalism was originally applied to economic and political systems by socialists for the purposes of demonizing the other side. And we shouldn't be using their terminology. We're not going to win the debate if we do that. And by the way, we can get back to these democratic socialists who claim that, no, they don't want government controlling the means of production. They just want government to make sure everyone does the right thing. Well, that's a good way to muck up the economy, as we said before the break. And you know, a good way to conceptualize economic freedom, Bill, it's this, okay? Who do you want to have controlling the economy, economic decisions? Well, you really have two choices here. It could be the government, or what I believe Adam Smith called the invisible hand of the market. But what is the market? Think about it, okay?
Amen.
Winston Churchill called democracy the worst system in the world, except for all the rest. Well, economic freedom is democracy as applied to economics. Why? Because the market, which comprises all the people, determines what products and services are going to prevail with their votes. And when I say their votes, I mean their purchasing decisions, billions of which they make every single day. So it's democracy as applied to economics. Do you want that democratic system, or do you want some little oligarchy of pseudo-elites controlling things from the very top? Socialism is the latter, and it's very, very destructive because no one knows enough to orchestrate the economy properly. Thomas Sowell has pointed that out. He said, listen, all of us have expertise only in a very narrow field of endeavor. No one knows enough to orchestrate an economy. I mean, stop me if I'm going on too long, Bill, but just take supermarkets, okay? Well, in the average supermarket, you have 15,000 items from the world over. You know how complex it is to determine that inventory, how much of each product you should stock, which products you should discontinue, so on and so forth? No bureaucrat from Washington could orchestrate that. And not just one little supermarket out of thousands. And all of them are just one particular business. Now think about all the thousands of different kinds of businesses you have in America. No, you don't want the government starting to orchestrate things.
Well, look at where the government does orchestrate. Name a success for me, Selwyn. I mean, we used to always say, well, you know, we always got the military. The military's done great. The military hasn't won a war in 50 years. It is such a hot mess right now. They're more concerned. I mean, when you've got the Joint Chief of Staff leader, Milley, saying the worst thing that we can deal with right now is climate, you're going, what? Right?
Yeah.
Talk about being off point. This is, to your point, this is what happens when you ignore the cumulative intelligence of, what are we up to, 340, 350 million people? I mean, look what happened with COVID. It had to be orchestrated by a distinct number of people led by Dr. Fauci and the WHO. And so disgustingly, after all that we've gone through, then Joe Biden's answer is, the WHO did such a great job. We are going to surrender our sovereignty to the WHO going forward with any pandemic. And the nature, again, you talk about hijacking words. Anything can be perceived as a pandemic. So that means the WHO will come in. We will not have any kind of local appeal. It will come on. I mean, we become the EU in a sense. I mean, I kind of laugh about it because it's so absurd. But when you've got so many young kids that have been indoctrinated to think that this is even viable, that it even makes sense, it is unintelligent on its face if you give it any kind of serious consideration. Am I overstating that?
Yeah. No, you're absolutely right. And you have to say, well, why does government do so many stupid things? Is everyone in government just a moron? No, the problem is they're doing things based on political self-interest. And as Milton Friedman, the late great economist, put it once when he was debating Phil Donahue, he said, why would you assume that political self-interest is somehow more noble than economic self-interest? That's a ridiculous idea. And no one, Bill, is saying here that we can't have or shouldn't have government. We're not anarchists. But what do? Mm-hmm. We're supposed to apply the principle of subsidiarity. Now, what does that dictate? That dictates that if a task in society needs to be performed, it should be devolved to the lowest possible level. That means the smallest unit of society that can perform the given task should be the one to do so. In other words, if it's something the family can accomplish, you don't have a larger entity do it. If the family can't handle
exactly.
it, then you go up to a community organization or a church, so on and so forth. You don't go right to the federal government, okay? And if you apply that, then you'll have the best possible system. And really, Bill, that's what our Constitution dictates, isn't it?
I was going to say.
Yeah.
Exactly. That's exactly what it says. And our government, I mean, you line up the Constitution with our current government right now, and you go, they've obliterated it. They're coloring outside the lines at our expense.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. And, of course, now we're really, really getting into deeper issues. But that comes down to moral matters, because as John Adams, our second president, said in 1798, our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people.
Exactly.
It's wholly inadequate for the government of any other. If we keep on deteriorating morally, we're going to see more and more of this, because people lacking in virtue are not honorable. They're not principled.
Right.
And therefore, they're not going to be adhering to the Constitution, because to do that, you have to adhere to a set of principles. You have to be willing to adhere to law. And the relativists who abound today, and pseudo-elites are relativists almost one and all, they don't believe there are any absolutes. They just think it's, hey, my will be done. To heck with
yes,
God's
exactly.
will. That's their attitude, right?
Right, right. And this is why the faith of America and American people must rally and must come forth to save this country. Because at the very beginning of this great American idea, it was people of faith that came together, inspired by God, I believe, you know, from the pilgrims all the way through our founding fathers to this current day. It has been the people of faith that have generated this exceptionalism and the great things that we can look back upon with pride on America. It's the other things that are causing all kinds of problems. I agree 100%. Selwyn Duke, he's a writer for The New American. He's been a writer for more than a decade. Thank you, Selwyn. Take care.
By Boehringer Ingelheim. Idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, or IPF, is one of the more common forms of progressive fibrosing interstitial lung diseases, with symptoms including breathlessness during activity, a dry and persistent cough, chest discomfort, fatigue, and weakness. There are more than 200 lung disorders that can lead to pulmonary fibrosis, an irreversible scarring of lungs that can negatively impact lung function, quality of life, and may become life-threatening. While approved treatments for people living with these diseases can help slow disease progression, new therapies are needed to help potentially stop progression. Fortunately, there is new research underway to assess the safety and efficacy of an investigational treatment in patients with IPF and other progressive ILDs. This is part of Boehringer Ingelheim's Phase 3 Global Fibrinear Program. To learn more about Fibrinear and eligibility requirements, visit Fibrinear-IPF.longboat.com and Fibrinear-ILD.longboat.com.
USA News Update. Arizona officials say a train carrying hazardous materials has derailed near the California border.
Train derailed near Interstate 40 north of Lake Havasu City. So far, there's been no sign that any potentially dangerous chemicals were spilled, and no injuries or deaths have been reported. The cause of the derailment is unknown. Federal authorities and the BNSF Railway are investigating. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks with Syria's leader al-Assad in Moscow yesterday as relations between Middle East states undergo a reset. Welcoming Assad to the start of the meeting, which took place on the anniversary of Syria's 12-year uprising turned civil war, Putin emphasized the Russian military's decisive contribution to stabilizing Syria. The leaders will continue to meet today. XFL football tonight, live from Seattle, Washington, as the Sea Dragons host the Houston Roughnecks, 7:30 p.m. Eastern on ESPN. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
28 minutes before the top of the hour. Glad you could join us. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to have Adam Andrzejewski up in just a moment from Open the Books, talking about, you know, the cover-up of Silicon Valley Bank. You know there's so much more to this story. I mean, Joe Biden was very quick to come out and talk about bailing them out. I don't care how you parse the words. That's really what it boils down to. And again, we're reminded that, you know, the Democrats especially are not going to let any good crisis go to waste. Anything that can be perceived as some sort of an emergency and that, oh, we need, you know, big government to step in and save us, you know, forget the fact that they are the ones that created the mess to begin with, right? Really something Bill Fetter and I've talked, and you've heard him discuss many times with his political background. Again, it's one story after another. It's the same story. Just the subject changes. That's all. Minor little nuances and stuff, but it's still the same. You've got the people in power that create problems, and then they want to come in and act like they're the ones that saved, you know, saved us from the problem that they themselves created to begin with. Well, Adam Andrzejewski joins us now from Open the Books. Adam, good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
Good to be here, Bill. Thanks for having me back.
Well, just before you came on, I was telling the audience that the Silicon Valley Bank cover-up, there's more to this story that was created, if the truth be known, by the government. Of course, I want to get some, like, maybe a pillow or something that every time Joe Biden wants to accuse, you know, Donald Trump over when it's unfounded, I just want to smack him with the pillow. You know, just to, come on, buddy, we're tired of hearing this same old refrain that has no credence whatsoever. Although, sadly, there are people within your base that you've been lying to for so long will believe this ridiculous inference, well, or direct comment that you made that, because Silicon Valley Bank and what happened with Signature, it's all, it's all Donald Trump's fault.
Well, at OpenTheBooks.com, you know this, Bill. We just follow the money. Mm-hmm. You know, hard facts, no spin. We don't care if you're Republicans. We don't care if you're Democrats. We follow the money. And as you know, in the state of California, it took us a decade, 10 years, to open the line-by-line transactions on state spending. We call it the California state checkbook. It's the vendor spending. And when we followed the money, it, you know, there were multiple income streams that led right to the Newsoms. Mm. Look, here with the Silicon Valley Bank cover-up, it's Sunshine Week across America. You know, the president announced that taxpayers are on the hook for 100%, you know, backing that bank. And guess what they did yesterday? They deleted their Twitter account. They just took the whole thing down. But thankfully, our auditors at OpenTheBooks.com, we had pre-captured a lot of the tweets we needed to draw the connections between the bank and the Newsoms.
Yes. Wow, that's amazing. So here it is again, following the money, the tentacles are connected with the Newsom family, right? I mean, it's like all these politicians have their own family, their side hustle, which, I mean, you know, some people have side hustles and it's to make a couple of grand, you know, a month, just to, you know, pay some college tuition or something like that. And in this case, it's big zeros that follow a number that these politicians have a handle on, right, at our expense.
So let's give some background here. So Jennifer Siebel Newsom, she helps to co-found a social advocacy organization. It's called a 501c4 organization, and it's called California Partners Project. This comes on the heels of her charity that she founded, which does film and curriculum, which I've been on your show talking about. That's basically a pipeline to pornography in the public schools. And it comes on the heels of her for-profit film production company. Comes on the heels of when her husband was elected governor, he established the Office of First Partner within the Office of Governor. This was a first-ever position for her to push her public policy agenda. It comes with 9 staffers and $5 million in taxpayer funding since 2019 when it was established. But then it wasn't enough for her. She decides to co-found this California Partners Project, which can lobby on behalf of her public policy agenda as first partner. And one of the founding board members of this organization is a very powerful guy at the Silicon Valley Bank. Mm-hmm. His name is John China, and he manages the $5.5 billion venture capital portfolio over at the bank. That's the portfolio that identifies and funds the startups in Silicon Valley.
Wow. So it's easy for him just to, you know, throw off a couple of shekels here under the guise of what they call a behested gift, right? Well, what the heck's a behested gift?
So Silicon Valley Bank, just a little while ago, not that long ago, in 2021, they give the California Partners Project $100,000 on a behested gift. So here's the definition of a behested gift, and this is very important because it's behested from the governor, Gavin Newsom. And the definition is that the gift is made at the request, the suggestion, the solicitation, or made in cooperation, consultation, coordination, or concert with the public official. Like I said, in this case, the public official is the governor, Gavin Newsom.
Unbelievable. So he moves money from his right pocket to his left pocket, and it's all good.
Well, this is actually from the failed bank. Mm-hmm. So we are issuing the clarion call to the California Partners Project to pay the money back. Taxpayers are on the hook for all the assets over at that bank. Mm-hmm. You've got depositors, investors, and taxpayers at risk on this failed institution. The feds have come in to run the place. They need to pay the $100,000 back.
Mm-hmm. And so right now, as best you can tell, it's only $100,000. But $100,000 is $100,000, no less.
Yeah, it's a six-figure gift. That's a yes. large amount of money. And furthermore, this is given to, like I said, a 501c4 that can use that money for lobbying. So, you know, we took a look at the donors of this C4, and a lot of them come out of private foundations, where in those foundations or from other charities, donors received a tax benefit, a tax write-off for making the gift. But a C4, if you and I give money to that C4, we can't write it off. Mm-hmm. So the C4, Newsom C4, is raising money from public charities and foundations, but they can only use that money for a charitable purpose. They can't lobby with it. The donation from the bank, they can use to lobby. So that, look, we have a lot more investigation to go on here. All of this stinks, but it's all based on connections. It's all based on political power. And it's all based on pushing an agenda, you know, that's at the end backed by taxpayer dollars.
Exactly. And this whole cabal is just loaded with Democrat operatives like Elizabeth Gore, for example, right?
So who is Elizabeth Gore? So Elizabeth Gore, she founded an organization called Hello Alice. Who backed Hello Alice was John China, the capital investment partner over mm-hmm. at Silicon Valley Bank. John China sits on the board of Hello Alice. And Elizabeth Gore was the founding chairman of Jennifer Siebel Newsom's California Partners Project.
It doesn't get more incestuous, does it?
Every time we think we've reached the end of the string, we find new strings. It's absolutely the Newsoms. I mean, the Newsoms are, you know, Jennifer Siebel Newsom, she's a serial nonprofit entrepreneur and profiteer. I mean,
exactly.
They've blurred all the lines between her new government position at the Office of First Partner.
Yes.
This nonprofit that backs the mission of the Office of First Partner, funded by the Silicon Valley Bank, her nonprofit that put films and curriculum into 5,000 schools across the country and charges royalties to the schools. Here's a story. When Newsom was first elected and came into office in 2019, one of the first things the California State Board of Education did was issue new guidance on curriculum in the classroom. And guess what they recommended? Jennifer Newsom's nonprofit films and classroom curriculum in the California public schools. Which she gets a royalty on when the schools use it.
Oh, I'll tell you, to be married to Gavin Newsom, very, very good. At the people's expense. I know this is so incredible, and you want to laugh on one hand, but on the other hand, you're going, how more corrupt can this be? I mean, this is nothing but rank corruption, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Adam Angieski from Open the Books, and we're going to keep the books open wide, so stay with us. We've got another 12 minutes with him right after the break.
Get ready, because Scott's is taking over Daylight Saving Time. It's such a big event that we're calling it Day-Long Saving Time. And now it's got real savings. In fact, it's the biggest deals of the year. Audacious? Absolutely. So don't wait. Stock up early and you'll be able to save up to $20 on Scott's Triple Action and Easy Seed products today at the Home Depot and Lowe's. Offers available March 9th through 22nd at select U.S. stores. While supplies last, selection varies by location. See store for exact offers.
Spring is in the air, and now's the time to spring forward with a delicious breakfast from Burger King. An all-natural Simply Orange Juice. Begin your day with a sausage, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich with sizzling sausage, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant. Or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit on a warm buttermilk biscuit. And make it a meal. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches go great with crispy hash browns and pair perfectly with a Simply Orange Juice with no added sugar. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen. Simply Orange goes perfectly with breakfast at Burger King and is rich in vitamin C. And now through March 31st on the BK app, Royal Perks members get a free single core sandwich with any Simply Orange Juice purchase. Use code BREAKFAST to redeem. Get a jump on spring with breakfast at Burger King. Because you rule. At participating U.S. Burger King restaurants, Royal Perks account required. Restrictions apply. See offer terms for details. Not valid on delivery orders. Sponsored by Coca-Cola.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now.
And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour from Open the Books. Adam Angieski continues with us. Adam, as you stated in the last segment, is that, you know, the governor and the first lady should return this $100,000 gift. I mean, this is really, in essence, it's the people's money because, you know, here it is. Joe Biden pretty much put the liability on the people's back. Once again, this is what the Democrats do.
Well, Governor Gavin Newsom, by his own admission, behested the $100,000 six-figure gift from the Silicon Valley Bank. State ethics laws forced the disclosure of that six-figure $100,000 gift from the bank to the Newsom nonprofit. Federal regulators, this is our position, they should force the return of the gift. In the absence of federal or state regulatory action on that gift, the nonprofit itself, the California Partners Project, should return the $100,000 gift to the bank. It's startup entrepreneurs, it's depositors and taxpayers. We all deserve this.
Yes, exactly. Well, in the whole, you know, model for SVB was a bit suspicious anyway. I mean, this is a Silicon Valley bank that was of, for, and by those in Silicon Valley, right?
Well, and furthermore, the whole model for the Newsom's nonprofit is very suspicious. Okay, so they're blurring all the lines between the government work, her official position as the first ever first partner with mm-hmm. nine staffers and a $5 million taxpayer appropriation since 2019. But I want to read you the founding mission of the California Partners Project. And it was to collaborate with and strengthen the priorities of the Office of First Partner. The Office of First Partner and the California Partners Project have a common goal, to better serve the people of California. So, Bill, in other words, you've got the Newsom nonprofit, the California Partners Project, as a way to raise outside of, you know, if you max out to the governor's campaign fund, if you max out on a charity, you know, if you give money to her charity for films mm-hmm. and curriculum, but you want to really push the public policy agenda of the governor and his wife, you give to an organization who can then turn around and lobby. And that's the California Partners Project. So it's additional resources, it's additional staff, it's additional muscle behind her public policy agenda as first partner and him as governor of the state.
And, of course, if you want to curry favor with the governor, what do?
Well, you join the board and you give six-figure gifts.
Exactly. Or maybe you buy his artwork or whatever, anything that he does, maybe his etchings, you know, something to, you know, become, you know, just get closer to him and again, curry favor to the government. I mean, this is a wide-open portal for that kind of behavior.
Well, and all the different entities that the Newsoms have, you know, all of them are on their face conflicts of interest. It's not just the appearance of a conflict of interest. When you have the California Board of Education recommending the films and curriculum that are putting that are a pipeline to pornography and critical race theory and Marxist frames in our public schools, and the governor's wife, her nonprofit is receiving royalties from those very schools. I mean, that's closed loop conflict of interest. And then her for-profit business creates the films that the nonprofit licenses to the schools, the films and curricula that are recommended by the California Board of Education.
Unbelievable. And no wonder you've got this cabal going. We had an earlier guest on, Adam, and they have their investigative reporters out catching, you know, these board members on film, you know, mincing words. I mean, it's a wordplay game. I mean, it'll bend your brain, you know, trying to follow them because they keep changing the language in order to hide what it is that they're doing with this critical race theory, which, you know, most states are saying, well, we don't teach that. I mean, even, you know, we've got the military saying we don't teach it. Well, they don't teach it as the critical race theory because you said critical race theory. But they're teaching and they're promoting a derivative of it, and they keep changing it so that, you know, they won't get caught. But the fact of the matter is they're doing it. Go ahead.
Yeah, Bill, here's two quick examples from Jennifer Siebel Newsom's curriculum in K-12 schools. So as early as kindergarten through fifth grade, they're teaching children that gender is fluid, that there are as many genders as there are people in the world. Okay, for high schoolers, they take you on what's a Marxist frame. It's called a privilege walk. It's a very physical exercise in a classroom where you step forward or backward based on your answers to questions. Here's the first three questions. If you're born in America, if you're white, and if you're a male who thinks he is a male, you are privileged. Mm-hmm. Everybody else is oppressed. Their oppression is built off of your privilege.
Oh. And these are young kids being reoriented along this doctrinal line, right? Because you got peer pressure, you got the teacher, you want to impress, you know, most kids go in there, they want to do right by the teacher, you know, and go along, and of course the peer group and everything else. This is such a hard line indoctrination that's happening in our educational system. Go ahead.
Well, it really is. And then, you know, one of the most pernicious aspects of the curriculum in the films is the straight up pornography into the classroom, into the public schools. So in middle school, this is as early as fifth and sixth grade, children are forced to watch her film, which has, for instance, upside-down animated strippers with tape over her chest, okay? And then for high school, I mean, they're just treated to straight-up pornography with the websites of pornography internet sites listed. So children have a roadmap for further exploration outside of the classroom. But the images that they'll see there are still shots from porn videos and you know, where women are slapped, handcuffed, and brutalized in those still images. And like I said, with internet URLs, so kids can leave the classroom
exactly.
And watch the whole thing.
The damage that they're doing to our young children. And again, you know, we're focusing on California, but don't be fooled. This is happening across the country, right?
Well, the Newsoms say that their films and curricula are in 5,000 schools. 2.6 million children have watched exactly what we're talking about here on the program today. And I'm very sad about that because that is harm to kids as young as kindergarten. And look, the Newsoms themselves admit They issue instructions for educators that when they show the films, they should have counselors on hand. Oh. They admit to the harms of the children that watch their films and use their curriculum.
You've already let the horses out of the barn here. And they're doing this and incurring such incredible damage to these young people. I mean, and the thing that's so disgusting about this is that America will wake up finally at some point and say enough of this, and they'll go and sue the hell out of these people, and they'll deserve to be sued, and then somehow, because it's a state issue, the people of California will have to pay for it.
Look, you can't, you know, all of this stuff, it does seem surreal, but here's what we've come to learn. We have to get serious. Everybody listening to the program, you've got yes. to get serious. You need to know exactly what's being taught to your students, to your children in the classroom. We need radical curriculum transparency, and
exactly.
we need to demand it from each of our public schools.
How can the parents get their hands on these videos? Or can they?
Well, I would just start, come to openthebooks.com, and then just put in the word Newsom. All our investigations on Jennifer Siebel Newsom and her husband Gavin Newsom will pop up. Read them. Start there. And mm-hmm. once you do that, then you'll have a roadmap to what to ask for within your own public schools. You'll have a roadmap to ask if they're actually showing the films and using the curriculum that the Newsoms are putting out there.
And understand that they're not above lying and deceiving you. I mean, this is what it came out very clear on an independent investigative report that these board members, teachers, they're flat out lying to parents. They have a scheme. They have tactics on how to deflect and keep this information from you. They know that we're looking. And so, be prepared. This is going to be a little bit of a battle, but we need to get our hands on these videos so that we can, expose them, for what they are. Because as we talk about it, and we talk about, the pornography that our young kids, I mean, you're talking 5-year-olds to what, 6th graders? Just
yeah,
for starters?
The Upside Down Animated Stripper, I believe that's shown as early as the 5th grade, certainly the 6th grade. And the rest of that pornographic content is shown at least to high schoolers, but on quote-unquote mistakes, it's been shown to middle schoolers as well.
Oh, shit. Adam, as you say, again, the action for our listeners is to go to openthebooks.com, start following the thread, and do what you can in your local area to expose this, because here we are, as we've said time and again on the show, you've got to own your own knowledge. You've got to be responsible. Don't just, take Adam's word for it or my word for it. You've got to own this yourself and do some work, because your kids are worth it. Isn't that right, Adam? And we got 20 seconds left. I'm going to let you wrap things up. Go ahead.
Yeah, we've got to continue to follow the money. What we've found here with the Newsoms is that their films and curriculum, they're profane, they're disgusting, they're explicit, and it's exactly what the parents across America should be scared of.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if the Newsom kids are exposed to this too, right?
They're in
just asking.
Schools.
Here he is.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Texas Senate passed a combating fentanyl bill that will open the door for state prosecutors to charge fentanyl sellers with murder. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican representing the Houston area, would change the classification of drug overdoses to poisonings. The bill unanimously cleared the Senate and will head to the state legislature. A drug used to extend the lives of people with advanced prostate cancer is in short supply and will be for months, leaving some patients with no treatment options. The Food and Drug Administration said last week the availability of Pluvicto is limited as the manufacturer struggles to meet demands. Novartis said the shortage is from manufacturing and delivery issues. A U.S. court hands down a ruling on if paid time off, or PTO, is part of a worker's salary.
A federal appeals court is ruling paid time off is not part of a worker's salary. A 3-judge panel of the Philadelphia-based 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals made the decision on Wednesday. It means employers can take away paid leave when salaried workers do not meet productivity quotas. The case was centered around Beata Home Healthcare Incorporated, which determined it not to have violated federal wage law by docking salaried employees' paid time off, or PTO, when they didn't work required weekly hours. This is the first time that a U.S. appeals court was asked whether paid time off counts as part of an employee's salary. I'm Skip Kelly.
NASA and Axiom Space has unveiled the first prototype of the next generation spacesuit for our return to the moon in 2025. The reveal happened during an event in Houston, Texas at the Johnson Space Center yesterday. A new Gallup survey is revealing views of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict have shifted sharply among Democrats, who say they sympathize more with Palestinians than Israelis. Overall, most U.S. adults sympathize more with Israelis. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Today marks 1 year since the Fed started raising the interest rate, and the big question is, will the Feds continue to raise the rate to combat high inflation when they meet on Tuesday? The FDIC is announcing parties interested in purchasing failed Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Banks must make their bid by tomorrow. Toggle CEO Jan Solange on Fox Business this morning weighs in.
This is concentrated in the tech sector, and so I think what's happened with the Silicon Valley Bank is definitely very specific to them. And it makes sense to look at a sale because it's a good franchise. I think also First Republic Bank that's being hurt as a result of this equally is now exploring all sorts of possibilities.
Two unions representing 65,000 Los Angeles Unified School District employees are expected to go on a 3-day strike starting Tuesday. Union leaders announced their intentions at a rally.
Are you ready to shut it down? Are you ready to shut it down? You ready to walk out? We are walking out on Tuesday.
Los Angeles Unified School District Superintendent Alberto Carvalho.
I commit myself 24/7, day and night, along their teams and our team to find a solution that will avert a strike, will avoid keeping kids home.
The mother of Tyree Sampson, the large 14-year-old boy who fell to his death from the free fall ride at Orlando's Icon Park last spring, visited the attraction for the first time yesterday to witness its demolition. Lance Pry, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez with you. We've got Grover Norquist, the Americans for Tax Reform President. Grover, happy Thursday. Happy March the 16th, buddy.
It is a wonderful March the 16th. I have had them before. They were always nice.
Yes, exactly. Well, a rough week for Joe Biden administration and we the people, but to hear Joe Biden spin it, we got everything right exactly where we want it, whether we're talking the border, the economy, Russia, Ukraine, we've got it all under all under control, right?
Somebody told him never apologize, never acknowledge any problems. And, of course, the establishment press asked the question once, and then they go, well, we asked that question already. We have inflation running at 6%. And then, you know, because it was once 7%, they act like inflation's going down. No, inflation is a rate of change. Mm. The dollar value is going down. Yeah. Inflation is going up. And this, every day that we pass, the dollars in your pocket, the dollars in your paycheck are worth less. Now, if inflation is 6% mm-hmm. instead of 7%, by the way, it was 1-2 when Biden came in. Okay, so he wants to be measured. If it goes down over the last month, still lousy, but you know, better than last month. It's way out of line with where it was when he inherited a growing economy with no inflation.
Exactly. And a recovering economy after COVID, which was, I say nobody's fault. We know whose fault it was. But regardless, that argument aside, it was recovering. And then he decided to pour gas and incinerate the economy all the more by dumping, you know, more paper money. Thank you very much. And then this exacerbated inflation, as you know, and he was warned about this. He was told that this would happen, but it didn't matter because now what is he up to? What's 5-7 trillion? I mean, what's a trillion here, a trillion there, I guess. I mean, it's just incredible what he has done to our economy in 2 years.
All unnecessary spending from the point of view of providing real-life government services, the important things that that are listed in the Constitution that the government does. But this is what a Democrat president does. You saw this under Bill Clinton. You saw it under Barack Obama. You saw it on steroids with Biden. They dump a bunch of money in the center of the table, and the modern Democrat Party is a coalition of different interest groups, trial lawyers, labor unions, big city political machines, the two wings of the dependency movement, people who are locked into welfare dependency, people who get paid $120,000 a year, managing the dependency of other people, making sure they don't get jobs and become Republicans, and then all the various coercive utopians, the people who are better than you and me, and they know what's right for our children, and they know what we're supposed to do, and they invent toilets that are too small to flush and require that you buy them. And then they decide that you really want light bulbs that convince you you have glaucoma. And then on the Sabbath, you have to separate the white glass from the green glass from the brown glass for the recycling priest. It's one complete list, on and on and on. It's like Leviticus, but more boring. It's just, you know,
exactly.
You have to do this, you can't do that. And it's not even advice. These are laws.
No, exactly. I mean, you know, now we can't have gas stoves and what are we talking? Washing machines next? I mean, it's endless, like you said.
And what's interesting is the complicity.
And as if that's...
The courtier press, the press that sits around Versailles and tells the king how pretty he is and tells all the peasants that they should be happy.
Yes.
The press always serves the interests of the state around here because the government's gotten so big that anybody, they can make or break somebody in the press. Do you want leaks? Do you want to know what's going on? You write what I tell you to, and I will give you leaks all the time. So you become, you know, there are no investigative journalists in D.C. to speak of. There's some independent conservative guys who do stuff. But they just sit there like lapdogs and wait for the president to hand them a press release, and then they read it.
Yeah, it's the old business axiom, Grover. People do what they get rewarded for, and they've been rewarded for this type of behavior, which is antithetical to our U.S. Constitution. I mean, the reason, you know, here it is, these, you know, whether it's social media or these alleged journalists, I talk to a journalist. I said, what happened to your conscience? But like you said, they know what side of the, bread their butter is on, and who's buttering their bread for them. And so they keep on doing that, much to the demise of this Democratic Republic and hurting the American people. And now we got young kids who have already been indoctrinated, gone through the public education system, and they're willing to, get rid of capitalism and embrace socialism like it's some wonderful idea. And then you ask them, you say, just tell me, okay, you want to go this route. Give me an example, because you've been in school all these years and you've studied this, of course. Give me an example where socialism has worked. and they look at you with like a deer in the headlights,
Well, the good thing is that the teachers' union is so incompetent and forces good teachers to teach nonsense. And they're not any better at that than they are teaching math. So all those kids learning stuff about socialism, they won't be able to remember it in a few years.
Yeah, well, what happens is when they actually go to live life, that's the difference between a pessimist and optimist. It's experience, right?
Yes. Well, life does help a great deal. But what you do see the government trying to do is to extend childhood. They want kids to be on their parents' health insurance till they're 26, living in the basement. They've got laws that make it difficult to build new houses and more houses in the country because of environmentalism. Well, therefore, there aren't houses for young families to move to within. And then they want to have everybody live in the cities rather than out in the countryside because cities are blue and countryside's red. And they don't like independent people driving around whenever they want. They want you to ride the subway where they keep an eye on you. So they really have laid out a list of things they want to do. All of them lead to more government control. There isn't an emergency, flood, and anything, the answer to which is less government, according to them.
Oh, no, the bigger the better. And the thing is, you bring up something that triggered an idea here. The government wants to tell our kids what sex they are, what they're going to do, how they're going to be paid, what school, what they're going to learn, all that. Maybe we ought to just dump all our kids in D.C. and say, here, they're yours.
they might.
We'll just drop them in. They're already doing it. And it's like, okay, let's just overwhelm the system. We'll give them all our kids and just say, okay, you got them. You want them. And, have at it. And, of course, that's not going to happen. We just can't entrust our children. Look what they're doing right now with our kids and the danger that they're perpetrating on them with, sex changes and indoctrination and drag queen story hours. I mean, it's totally immoral and absurd. And what they're doing to degradate this great American experiment, Grover Norquist, I'm telling you. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Grover after this. Stay with us. We're coming on just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We've got Grover Norquist, president of Americans for Tax Reform. Grover, you know, the saying of go woke, go broke, you know, every day we see more and more evidence of this, that all these wokistas, what they have done, you know, being more concerned about the woke agenda and not minding the store. And case in point, certainly, are these two debacles that has now added money as if we've got more room and like we're a bunch of pachyderms and we can continue to underwrite the you know, the irresponsibility and the incompetence of a government that keeps printing checks on our backs, our grandchildren and our great grandkids that aren't even born yet.
Well, you saw that in the Silicon Valley Bank, which is a bank to all of the woke investors in San Francisco. That bank put its money into Treasury bills, Treasury securities, which a few years ago were paying 1% or 2% because that's what there wasn't inflation, and that was okay, and you were guaranteed the money was there. When Biden inflated the currency to about 6% a year for several years in a row, sometimes more, that meant the value of all those bonds was much less. So when people started to wonder about the bank and take some of their money out, they had to sell $21 billion worth of these bonds. But they weren't worth $21 billion. They lost $1.8 billion on what they thought they had there because the bonds they had were of less value because they paid 1% to 2%, and nowadays if you buy the same $100 bond, it's got to pay 6% to break even with inflation. Biden's inflation destroyed that bank. Now, we don't know how many other banks it damaged because they have something similar.
Yes.
We do know that you know, this terribly woke bank, you're supposed to have somebody who looks at risk the whole time. They didn't have one for 8 months. But they did have time
exactly.
to do all sorts of ESG investing, promising billions of other people's money to go into environmental stuff that loses money for their investors. So they malinvested. One large, by itself, Biden's inflation would have killed this bank because they were holding things that were made worth less. You know, if you have your money in cash and the government inflates, and then somebody says, okay, I want my money back, you don't have as much money as you thought. You have dollars that are worth 94 cents, not a dollar. Each year they go down by 6%. So Biden killed this bank. What did the left and the establishment say when this happened? Oh, we need more regulation. And then they blamed regulatory reform that took place during the Trump years. Aha, Trump, must be his fault. Barney Frank, who wrote the stupid, destructive bank regulatory bill to begin with under Obama, Dodd-Frank, named after Frank, he said, no, had nothing to do with that. He actually supported the reforms. There were some minor reforms, which is good of him, because a lot of people, once they do something stupid, never want to change it. Barney Frank said, yes, our bill went too far. He was on the board of a bank, so actually learned something about banking. And so he said, yes, we should call this back. And that it had nothing to do with this, which is very embarrassing to the left, which we're hoping to be able to use this bank's failure. And they still are, by the way. Schumer, the head of the Democrats in the Senate, he wants to have a banking reform bill because Biden's inflation killed the bank. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, but that's what they do time and time again, Grover. And I think the American people are beginning to, after all these decades, figure out the formula here. It is the Democrats that start the fire. And then when the buildings are burning down, they come around the other side with the fire hoses and put it out and look like they're the heroes. And all this that happened with Dodd-Frank, remember the mantra, the typical mantra that comes out of the Democrats, well, make sure that this never happens again until it does.
Well, and with Dodd-Frank, what went wrong? Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, which are government-constructed institutions with government backing, that was what caused the problem. What did they do? Mm-hmm. They regulated all the other banks, not the ones that actually caused the problem, a monopoly set up by government. Mm-hmm. So, of course, it will happen again because they fixed the wrong thing, and they fixed it in the way to give the government more power over other people's lives.
Don't you find this amazing? I mean, nowhere in business, in a free market system, is this allowed to occur. I mean, you know, if you want to be stupid in business under a free market, you're out. The market votes you out. It gets rid of you. But here, when you've got a government involved, what they do is, I mean, they are the Peter Principle personified, are they not?
They are. All monopolies behave this way, right? They serve themselves, not the consumers, because they're a monopoly. The problem is that in the wild, in the real world, there are no permanent monopolies. Oh, maybe somebody invents McDonald's and they've got the best and only perfect hamburger in the world. And then Wendy's comes in and all these other guys. But there's this moment, right, where there's this, you know, we're the only guys doing this properly or right or the best possible way. And we see that with all the high tech companies. So, you know, 10, 20 years ago, all the famous high tech companies, they're not there anymore. AOL, the things before all the stuff we've got now, we think this will last forever. No, it won't. But the government is a monopoly with guns, and they can enforce their monopoly. You want to compete with the post office? You go to jail. It's illegal to send a letter. Not using the post office. Dropping something else in somebody's post office box, that's a crime. Now, you get away with it in rural areas, but they literally do not let you compete with the government. And they used to send people to prison for homeschooling in this country. Until 1986, homeschooling was a go-to-jail crime in all but two states. Now it's legal in all 57 states, which is very good. But with more private schools and with ESAs, the fix to the bad schools are to end the monopoly. Let people leave. Then the ones, all of a sudden, the teachers who thought it was really funny to have, you know, drag queens instead of teaching kids to read, not in addition to, instead of, they'll be the first ones to say, okay, we're going to start teaching kids phonics because otherwise parents will leave and we'll be without work.
Exactly. Well, and this is what's starting to happen. You have a mass exodus from the traditional school system. There is a force, and we'll hear about it later today, to get rid of the public education system. It is misserving the American people and our kids. They're out of order, and they cannot fix themselves. We're asking people to do brain surgery on themselves, and there's too much self-interest, and they're not about to do this. Grover, we got 2 minutes left here. What is the end game? I mean, in the realm of politics and the way the Democrats run here, and as you said, they're not going to let any good crisis go to waste. They're going to take full advantage of every emergency under the sun. And they're going to manipulate something. What is the end game for Democrats and what Joe Biden is trying to force us into here?
Sure. The end game is that they lose, because what they're doing is so damaging to the economy that people will react. And we've seen this time and time again. But now that we have a Republican Congress and a Republican Senate, since 1994, the Republicans have won elections to the House and the Senate, Congress, 60% of the time. The previous 62 years, the Republicans won 4 years out of 62 did they run Congress. Now it's 60% of the time. That means when a problem comes up, it doesn't always get fixed with the biggest government program. We can use these crises. During Obama's period, when we had the House and Senate, we said Obamacare is not working. We stripped whole chunks of Obamacare out. We forget they were going to have all sorts of massive new programs, which got pulled back. And many of the taxes he put in were abolished with Republicans leading the House and Senate and some Democrats agreeing. So we're going to win more fights than we lose. And 10 states have now done education savings. 11, Arkansas. 11 states passed education savings rates, giving people choice across the country. There are 12 states that are phasing out their income tax to zero. We're going to make the red state so attractive that all of the smart, hardworking people in California, New York, and Minnesota will move. They don't have to go all the way to Florida. There'll be a state near you that has no income tax.
Exactly.
And that's school choice.
And they're packing their bags right now. Grover Norquist,
this
thank you, sir.
This report is sponsored by Beringer Ingelheim.
I'm Bernie Williams, and I lost my dad to idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis, one of the most common forms of interstitial lung disease, an umbrella term for over 200 rare conditions that can cause scarring of the lungs and may make it difficult to breathe. My dad was my hero. He was the one to introduce me to music, and it is something that helps me feel connected to him even today. Music was always something that helped me cope as a caregiver. Writing a song to honor my father and his own journey with idiopathic pulmonary fibrosis was a way to put my feelings down on paper, and I know so many people can relate. Check out Tune In to Lung Health to hear more about what living with interstitial lung disease really means and the important role that music can play in helping to cope with this disease. You will find a series of vocal and breathing exercises, playlists, and some of my favorite tunes, and personal stories from people who have been affected by interstitial lung disease. Visit tuneintolunghealth.com to learn more.
USA News Update. The Texas Senate passed a combating fentanyl bill that will open the door for state prosecutors to charge fentanyl sellers with murder. Senate Bill 645, introduced by Senator Joan Huffman, a Republican representing the Houston area, would change the classification of drug overdoses to poisonings. The bill unanimously cleared the Senate and will head to the state legislature. A drug used to extend the lives of people with advanced prostate cancer is in short supply and will be for months, leaving some patients with no treatment options. The Food and Drug Administration said last week the availability of Pluvicto is limited as the manufacturer struggles to meet demands. Novartis said the shortage is from manufacturing and delivery issues. NASA and Axiom Space has unveiled the first prototype of the next-generation spacesuit for our return to the moon in 2025. The reveal happened during an event in Houston, Texas at the Johnson Space Center yesterday. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks
folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, just about 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Betsy Hill is going to join us. She is a mother of three boys, an award-winning educator. She studied the neuroscience of learning with Dr. Patricia Wolf and other pioneers in the field, coining the term neuroeducator. She is a former chair of the Board of Trustees at Chicago State University and teaches strategic thinking at Lake Forest Graduate School of Management, where she received a contribution to Learning Excellence Award. Betsy, honored to have you here with us. How are you?
Oh, I am great, and I'm so glad to be here.
Well, this is an important topic, education near and dear to my heart, especially where we are right now. Schools are saying that our students fell behind anywhere from a year to 2 years as a result of COVID. We've got teachers that are leaving the profession, and I maintain that I believe one of the reasons that they are is because they're not enjoying success. It's not necessarily about money, because teachers go into the profession because they have a heart, a wiring. They teach. It's just they're wired that way. It's a natural gift. But like anything, we want to have a fair chance to win and be successful and productive at what we do. Am I simplifying that too much?
I think you made a couple of really, really important points there. First of all, when we talk about schools, or students being behind and having dropped behind a year to 2 years as a result of the pandemic and remote learning and all of that, one of the things that's really important to keep in mind is that even before the pandemic, only about 35% of our students in the U.S. were performing proficiently at grade level. So it has dropped some. It has dropped, you know, a significant amount, but nowhere near how far behind we already were. So it's made a bad situation, tragically, even more challenging. I think you're also right to a large extent about teachers who really want to be successful. I started off as a teacher in high school many, many years ago. We all go into that profession with a passion and a commitment to helping students achieve. And it becomes hard, partly because it's not just about wanting to be successful, but it's about having the resources and having some flexibility and being able to address where students are. So it's not just about feeling like they're not being successful. I think it's really about a system that makes it very difficult for them to succeed in a lot of ways.
Well, I've had family members who are retired teachers. I've been blessed and have heard their frustrations over the years on how the system, as you say, because I'm a systems guy. I think a system should produce specific results. And so when you look at education and the process and system of how we teach our children, and you see the results right now, something is off here. So either we have a different idea than, you know, whoever it is, the lever pullers, Department of Education, whoever you want to assess this to, something is not translating correctly here, Betsy, because the way I look at it is that education should produce specific results, and we seem to be off right now, especially when we're 35, only 35% can perform at grade level. How is that acceptable?
Well, one does have to ask that question, and I think when I cite that statistic, many parents are surprised, even if their own children are part of that, the 65% who aren't. And I
it can't be successful. There's no way that we can, as a nation, be globally competitive if that's the best that we can do. And it's certainly not the best that we can do. Mm-hmm. I think that when you talk about the system and you talk about consistent outcomes, that there's a sort of a mental model of the factory or the manufacturing approach to education, which suggests that every input is the same. Mm-hmm. So, steel comes in and leather and rubber and all those other things that go into making cars and plastics. And we can produce consistent results with consistent inputs. But in a learning environment and in an educational system, the inputs are very, very different. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we talk about in the book that we just wrote is that children do learn differently, and they have different cognitive skills, they have different cognitive strengths, and unless we recognize that, there's no way, because many teachers are very frustrated by this, as I speak with them, which is that many students come to the classroom not sufficiently prepared to learn. Mm-hmm. So we in most other areas of life, we train people. We train people, we send them to training camp before they get on the football field. We provide training programs for new employees when we hire them. But we don't think about is how learning happens and how we can help students actually understand how to learn. Now, we do know that. And that's one of the other thing that we talked about in the book. And so if we can help students learn, to be effective learners, they will be able to be much more successful in education, and performance can certainly increase substantially.
Without a doubt. And everybody wins. It's a win-win proposition here. The title of her book, Your Child Learns Differently, Now What, is what we're discussing here. And what we've found ourselves, I believe, in the system, is it's top-down without an understanding of, of the kids themselves and how they are learning. And you got to think, for the decades of experience that we've had, Betsy, that we should be a lot smarter in this, shouldn't we?
Well, what hasn't happened yet is a true adoption of what neuroscience can teach us about the learning process. It is still the case, unfortunately, that most teachers go through their teacher preparation programs without ever hearing the word brain. Mm-hmm. And it's the brain that learns. It's not our left elbow or our right big toe or anything else. It's the mental processes that encompass learning or that help us learn are not well understood by most teachers. I certainly didn't know that when I started off teaching so many years ago. Mm-hmm. If I had known it, my experience would have been very, very different than it was. Mm-hmm. But teachers at this point just become frustrated by children who can't sustain attention or can't follow a simple set of instructions or just take too long to do their work. And these are all symptoms of underlying cognitive processes that just aren't strong enough. Mm-hmm. Now we know,
or they don't necessarily match up with the system approach of the way things are being taught today. I agree, because I think part of what you're dealing with is not everybody is going to go and be an engineer. Not everybody's going to go be a doctor. I mean, what are we trying to accomplish here, with these young people whose wiring and brains, have been wired in a certain way? And, oh, yeah, by the way, just to make things fun, let's throw the environment into it. And I'm not talking about climate. I'm just talking about what they deal with at home, right?
Oh, that's a big part of it. And our brains evolve. Our brains mature in action, interaction with the environment. It's the environment at school. It's the environment at home. There's a lot of research that demonstrates the impact on cognitive development, on how well we can learn, how well we can think, that is caused by a strong, empowering environment versus
an impoverished environment or an environment that doesn't encourage that. And you add to that the kind of stress that students have experienced over the last few years, and that just multiplies that.
Exactly.
When we're in a situation, we go into fight or flight mode, and that tamps down cognition. We can't think, and we can't learn.
Yeah, that makes sense. Got to go to break. Well, let's pick it up from there. We come back. We've got more from Betsy Hill and her book, Your Child Learns Differently. Now what?
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks, like timekeeping, billing, and more, so you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back, but you're gonna love it, and you're gonna love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
For the America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour, we're talking with Betsy Hill, a neuroeducator. I love that. I love this term and what you're doing and how you're breaking this down. I just think in terms of the possibility because of what the educational system seems to be now, Betsy. And I don't mean to be cynical because it's been top down for a long time, and what you're introducing here, you and your co-author, is brilliant. I mean, because this is going to be win-win, as I said earlier, you know, for the kids especially. They are the product of this system that right now is suffering and not doing very well, and we've got to come up with a better idea. I mean, this is America, after all. You know, we're not some third world country, you know, with a bunch of knuckleheads that don't know better. We got a lot of smart people involved here. And I don't see how we accept a 35% performance number that you're talking about and think that that's kind of okay.
Well, we need to do a little bit of rethinking about what education and learning are. And we have spent over the last 15, 20 years, we've spent a lot of time and money trying to assess our way to success. If, you know, if we can measure it, maybe it will improve, and that has not been very effective. And then we focused to a large degree on the what. And teaching and the what have been the focus of most education. We educate our teachers, we make sure that they have the content knowledge, and we assume that if they then step into the classroom and present the information, that somehow it will get absorbed. But we forget that there's this wonderful thing called a student that has a uniquely developed brain that is wired to learn, but has to learn and build itself. Mm-hmm. And so when we ignore the fact of the how of learning, if we don't actually understand how individual students learn, then we're going to miss the boat. And it's like throwing spaghetti against the wall. We're going to hope that something sticks, but we don't have confidence. And then students themselves become discouraged because learning becomes unpredictable. If we as students don't understand how we learn, if our students don't really know what their cognitive strengths are, then they're trying to do things. Here's a great example. And you, Bill, you probably had an assignment like this when you were in school. You're learning vocabulary words, and you're asked to write the word, write the definition of the word, and then write the word in a sentence. Mm-hmm. You had that kind of a...
Right.
Yeah. So now think about the fact that some people learn information and remember it because they see it, because there's a visual, and some people learn it better because they hear it or read it, and it's language-based. So that kind of assignment makes a lot of sense for a student like me, who is very verbal and could remember information that I read. But it's not a very good approach for a student who has really strong visual memory, memory for images and pictures and diagrams and things like that. They'd be far better served having images and pictures, drawing a picture rather than writing a sentence, if we really want them to be efficient about learning vocabulary words. There's not just one way to learn, and the education system, unfortunately, sort of operates as if that were the case.
Yeah, you know, one size fits all. So what do you do here? Do you separate these children? I mean, after all, and I like your approach here, because what you're starting to put into play here is something that I've understood, you know, for a long time, and that is, you know, the most important person in the system is the student themselves.
That's right. The most
right?
important, in some respects, the least leverage, the least optimized. You know, we hope that they take it on, but what we now is that we can actually improve their ability to learn, and that's true pretty much for anybody, whether they're very high performing already or whether they're really struggling or they have learning disabilities or any of those kinds of things. So we used to believe, most of us, and many of us still do, that intelligence is fixed, that you come into the world with a certain amount of smart and that's just all you're ever going to have. And now we know that that is not the case. Intelligence can actually be improved. And intelligence isn't just one thing. It's a whole bunch of these different mental processes that all contribute to our ability to learn, to master our environment, and to be successful both in school and in life. And you have to remember, we're not educating students really for a test, we're hopefully educating them to be prepared for work and
for life. You know, and that's the thing. See, I go back and say, what is the mission of education? What are we trying to accomplish? And you kind of summed it up here. And if that is our goal, that we're preparing them for life, then, you know, let's give these kids a fair chance to be successful. And for them to understand, I remember, I think it was like in second grade, I was on a public bus and there was a sign there, you know, from Shakespeare, "To thine own self be true." And even at that age, I said, wow, there's something really meaningful about that. And I got to tell you, Betsy, that has been something that has stayed with me all these years, even to this moment, where I think about that. Okay, am I being true to myself? And I think that's part of the opportunity here as a neuroeducator, and putting the kids, you know, number one is most important, is they themselves, I mean, how much better off would they be to realize who I am, what I'm about, what is my wiring, that, you know, this is how I learn. It doesn't make you exceptional. It doesn't make you less than. We're just going to set the set the deck up in such a way so that you can be more successful, and that if your style of learning and understanding is verbal, then we're going to put you in an area where, you know, the verbal communication is preeminent. If it's picture wise, then is it wiser that we segregate the kids and put them in an environment where pictures are more utilized? Is that what you're saying?
And it's not necessarily about grouping students, although that is one way you can do it. You can certainly group them for instruction, but I would do it sort of in a micro way. So, mm-hmm. And the other thing to remember is that we all learn with all of our senses, so we can't just exclude them. Mm-hmm. And when we have an approach that includes multi-sensory content, so we sort of multiple modalities, then we're going to be much more successful. Our brains actually are going to be more effective at retaining the information. And so we can do that if we're thinking about it in an educational setting, the classroom, makes actually things much more interesting for everybody. And then what you start to do is you start to see students becoming more confident when they understand how they learn best, more appreciative and more patient with others when they understand how other people learn best. And then you put them together, and there's so much more collaboration, group work, group participation, and things like that in education today, for very good reason, because that is helping prepare students for their ultimate workforce and for life.
Exactly.
And understanding that you can draw on all of these unique differences, that my friend is stronger at, my strength is not spatial perception, where things are in space. So if I had to do a presentation, I'd far rather bring in somebody whose strength that is, who just is really, really good at it. And then we can help children continue to build those strengths and build on top of them, rather than focusing on what they can't do, which I think is what you just said. Mm-hmm. We've done a lot of focusing on what they can't do, but when we focus on what they can, then we really empower them.
Can you imagine what they learn through the collaborative process? I mean, this is awesome. I mean, because like you said, in terms of preparing for life, this is what we do. You know, talk about it today in the modern terminology is networking. But this is what this is that you realize you don't have all the goods, but somebody else, you know, and a team of people, the cumulative intelligence and giftings and talents coming together on a project. Wow. I mean, this is, you know, to me, that's exciting, because in all cases, you know, what's the win, you know, for these kids that are involved like this? Like you said, they're going to have more confidence. They're going to be more fulfilled. They're going to be able to experience something that, unfortunately, I think we've lost sight of in this process, and not even understanding how we learn go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, the other thing that happens is that as they learn, that they can improve their learning skills. They can actually build the cognitive infrastructure, that foundation for learning. Then they realize that there's almost nothing that's too hard for them. You know, then you stop having them shut down and say, oh, I can't do that or that's too hard. And you start to see students being willing to take on more challenging tasks, having more confidence that they can accomplish something, and just not giving up. And not giving up is not just about grit. It's not about trying the same thing over and over again. It's about knowing that you can build your talents and build your skills and be better prepared to, challenge those difficult problems and overcome them.
Well, Betsy Hill, I got to tell you, I think this book's going to be an answer to a lot of people's prayers. What you've produced, you and your co-author here, Your Child Learns Differently, Now What? The book available at all the usual places. And parents, grandparents, those who are educators, I think you're going to be blessed, you know, to read this book. This is going to help you and help your children in so many ways. And for teachers that have that ability and have the flexibility to be able to do this in the current classroom situation, Betsy, I think this is going to be very rewarding. Thank you so much for this.
Oh, well, it's been my pleasure.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Senate is meeting this hour, taking up Jessica Clark's judicial nomination with votes throughout the day. Also, Janet Yellen is testifying before the Senate Finance Committee. The mother of a St. Louis teenager who fell to his death on the world's tallest tower drop ride in Florida has reached a settlement.
Nakia Dodd and her attorney announced the settlement in the wrongful death lawsuit Wednesday near Icon Park, where the 430-foot-tall Orlando freefall ride is being dismantled.
My son took his last breath on this ride. It's heartbreaking, devastating, a feeling that I hope no parent will ever have to go through after this ride comes down.
14-year-old Tyree Sampson slipped out of his seat on the Orlando freefall ride at Icon Park in Florida last March, falling 100 feet to his death. A settlement amount was not given, but the family's attorney says that they are still suing two foreign companies that designed and built the freefall. I'm Skip Kelly.
Maternal deaths surged to the highest rate in nearly 60 years. Data showed a trend that has made the United States the most dangerous place among high-income countries to give birth. The number of women who died during pregnancy or shortly after rose 40% to 12,000. The number of women who died during pregnancy or shortly after rose 40% to 1,205 in 2021, compared with 861 in 2020 and 754 in 2019. The National Center for Health Statistics reported the data this morning. Actor, sports owner, and entrepreneur Ryan Reynolds used his celebrity and wit to build Mint Mobile cell phone service into a low-cost competitor in the wireless world. Now the Hollywood star and his backers are cashing in, selling Mint to T-Mobile for $1.35 billion. It's reported Reynolds owns roughly 25% of Mint Mobile. That means he stands to personally receive more than $300 million in cash and stock from the transaction. This is USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
A new Gallup survey is revealing views of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict have shifted sharply among Democrats, who said they sympathize more with Palestinians than Israelis.
Overall, most U.S. adults sympathize more with Israelis, 54%, than Palestinians, 31%, and two-thirds of Americans continue to view Israel favorably. President Biden is claiming he has a plan for lowering prescription drug costs.
Speaking to a group of healthcare professionals in Las Vegas, the president said his proposed budget would bring costs down.
My budget takes steps to lift the burden on seniors and hardworking Americans so at the end of the month, after busting their necks and their whole lives, they have a little bit left over.
Adding it would cap the cost of insulin for all Americans and expand the Affordable Care Act. As for Republican support,
it's hard to believe, but they've already voted to change or get rid of the Affordable Care Act since it passed 50 times. They failed every time.
In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
Now that Russia has been caught in a lie this morning with regards to downing of a U.S. military drone over the Black Sea, Russia claims it was unintentional, yet cameras on board reveal a Russian pilot lining up his aircraft and attempting to douse it with jet fuel. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says he expects professionalism from Russia.
The United States will continue to fly and to operate wherever international law allows. And it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner.
Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits, paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, you want to check it out. BillMartinezShow.com. Sherry Few is with us with the United States Parents Involved in Education. Sherry Few, welcome to the show as always. Good to have you with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. Thanks for having me on today.
Well, quite interesting. At the recent CPAC, it was Donald Trump who said that he would close the Department of Education. For years, you have said that our country should abolish the U.S. Department of Education. Break that down for our audience, if you would.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, it's a common campaign slogan, if you will, for President Trump or any other elected official to say they're going to close the U.S. Department of Education. But who has actually thought it through and developed a plan? So our organization, United States Parents Involved in Education, has done just that. We created a blueprint to close the U.S. Department of Education in 2017, and then we updated it in 2018. And what it boils down to is what we believe are five simple steps. So I can go through those one by one. They are simple: to send all program management and funding to the states, including Pell Grants for college. Number two, repeal all laws permitting federal intervention in K-12 education, starting with ESSA, which is the Every Student Succeeds Act. Number three, privatize college loan programs through savings and loans institutions. Number four, eliminate all offices and divisions of the Department of Education and related spending. And finally, reduce federal tax collection, shifting education revenue responsibilities entirely back to states. Now, you'll notice that step two talks about repealing all laws permitting federal intervention in K-12 education. So that tells you that we're talking about more than just closing the Department of Ed. We're talking about ending all federal education mandates because it is spread out in all sorts of federal agencies. So this is the plan we put together, and we think it's one that congressmen and women should pay attention to. And we're even developing a complementary blueprint now for states and how they can wean themselves off the federal dole, because that needs to happen in tandem so it is reasonable for state legislators to recognize that they don't need the federal funding to have good education in their state.
Well, we're seeing some, you know, I think hopeful moves, you know, by the new governor of Arkansas, you know, kind of decoupling from some of this, you know, reliance that you're talking about. You know, what's your assessment of what Governor Sanders is doing there?
Well, yes, I think it's a great first step. And I'm so excited to see that states are actually beginning to consider this. You know, because, again, we've been advocating it for several years, and people think, it's a great campaign slogan, but who's actually going to do it? So to see these state leaders taking steps in that direction is very exciting. In fact, the House leader in Tennessee has also been talking about decoupling themselves from the federal government. And, you know, what's interesting is most states, on average, only receive about 10% of their education budget from the federal government. So it's really a feasible thing to do. And we encourage states to do a cost analysis to see what it costs for them to comply with the federal regulations, because they may learn that the benefit is not that great. It may even be, you know, 3 or 4% by the time they subtract what it costs to comply with federal regulations.
Exactly. You know, it's amazing to consider here, as you laid this out, Sherry, historically, you know, in 2017, you realized we had a problem here in River City with the educational system, and something had to be done about it. And so here we are, you know, what, 5-7 years down the road, and, you know, the timing of COVID, the exposure of education, parents being maligned and called domestic terrorists, you know, just for trying to hold the educational system accountable and realizing, wait a minute, you know, for all the money that we have been putting into the educational system, our return on investment is not very good. It's terrible.
You're absolutely right. You know, the educrats, as I like to call them, are blaming, you know, the failing academic scores on COVID. But we understand and know that even before COVID, academic achievement in this country was plummeting. And, you know, a lot of that goes back to the fight that originated with our organization was the fight against the Common Core standards. So the Common Core standards are still in every state in the nation except for Florida. Florida is always the exception on education policy. They certainly are a model to follow. But these faulty standards are to blame for the poor academic achievement. So you're right. We're getting a very poor return on our investment because kids aren't learning. They're too busy learning things that aren't important, like critical Marxist theories and social emotional learning. And there's no time even for the core academics anymore.
Yeah, this is amazing. What about the move in some states that have said, look at the money, the educational money set aside for a child should go with the child, no matter whether they're in a public school, a private school, that particular allotment for education should go with the child?
Well, you know, that's a popular concept around the country, and it's something that's been sort of the fix-all in the Republican Party. You know, many, many years they've talked about what they call school choice legislation, and now it's often referred to as money follows the child. So I've been a proponent of that in the past, but our organization in the last few years has begun to realize that that could also be problematic, because once you put government money into private schools, and especially if they become dependent on it, the federal government comes around, or the state government, whichever it is, comes around later and says, okay, well, you're going to have to do this and this and this in order to continue to receive these funds. So anytime a private institution accepts government funding, they are subject to regulation. So we don't support that type of school choice. We like to refer to what we call parental choice, and we believe that parents need to be in the driver's seat for their children's education without government funding. So we actually have a model piece of legislation in South Carolina that was introduced in our Senate And it's a tax credit for parents. That way, government money is not involved with their choices. They receive a tax credit at the end of the year, depending on the number of children that they don't have enrolled in government schools, and therefore they pay less taxes, and they can better afford alternative choices for their children's education.
You know, you bring up an excellent point here, Sherry, because the problem that we've had with education has been, you know, this fortified bureaucracy that's been allowed to grow like a leviathan when it comes to education. And we've got to be able to, you know, break away and decouple from all these tentacles. And I can see how, you know, the idea of the money following the child, there's, you know, the government's not going to let go of those strings very easily. I mean, they're going to fight this to the end. And if you think not, I mean, you just watch the leadership of the teachers unions and how passionate they are and how, you know, I just combative. I'm not really sensing that they're really interested in coming to a solution that benefits our families and benefits the kids especially. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Sherry Few. Stay with us.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right. For about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. 800-699-0358. That's 800-699-0358. If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin three or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking. prick in my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. 800-823-9853. That's 800-823-9853.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
America, Bill Martinez here, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. We're talking education. Education your way, really your way. And we're grateful that Sherry Few is with us, the president and founder of the United States Parents Involved in Education. Sherry, help our audience understand, you know, your plan. I mean, you eloquently laid it out what it would look like. And this is something, obviously, that you have invested, your team, the people organized and part of your organization have invested in, and you've broken this down to give us a comprehensive idea as opposed to just being a bumper sticker and saying, oh, let's just break away from, you know, from public school. Let's get rid of the public education system. You know, that seems pretty quick and somewhat convenient, but it's naive. There's a lot involved here, right?
There is a lot involved. And, you know, the U.S. Department of Education has not even been in existence for that long in the scheme of things. But ever since their involvement, we have seen academic achievement plummet in our country. There has been no improvement for the billions upon billions of dollars that have been invested through the Federal Department of Education and the other federal education laws. So we've seen no benefit from the investment that we've made, and that's why we have to look very seriously about this idea of closing the Department of Education. And so we've heard people talk about it, candidates in particular, just as you mentioned at the top of the show, President Trump mentioned at CPAC that we need to close the Department of Ed. But again, who has actually developed a plan? And our organization has done that. And we think it's absolutely reasonable, and the timing couldn't be better for this type of an initiative because parents are frustrated. They're fed up with being treated as though they are criminals.
Exactly. Well, I think it's interesting because you have the president recently saying that, for example, you know, the bank collapse, these two bank collapse, and that he wants to hold the managers accountable, said that they all should be fired. Well, that's interesting. What about the educational system? I mean, the only reason it's surviving is because of taxpayers. I mean, we're doing such a lousy job, you know, the Department of Education, they should all be fired. I mean, you know, based on that measure, or am I overstating that?
No, you're absolutely right. They should all be fired. And we just need to shutter the Department of Education and hold them accountable, as you've suggested, because, you know, they're more focused on this indoctrination of children. You know, children aren't even receiving a good academic foundation any longer because the whole goal of education has been inverted. And now instead of teaching the basics to children so they can have knowledge, you know, as the foundation for their life and their career, now we're focused on making them into social justice warriors. And these programs that are happening, incentivized with federal dollars, are absolutely doing that. And that's why we see so many young people that think that, you know, communism and Marxism is cool. And they think that we have a bad form of government in America. They are not taught patriotism anymore. They're not taught a real history. I believe, and our organization believes strongly, that what's happening in government schools is akin to child abuse. Mm-hmm. They're turning people against each other, children hate themselves and other people, and there's all these different groups that we're divided in, and it's an intentional agenda. And for people who don't have kids in government schools, you need to also be concerned and aware of what's happening, because our country's very freedom is at risk here. And that's why we produced a film last year called Truth and Lies in American Education. And it's an expose on all these things that are happening, the sexualization of children, the attempt to treat children for gender dysphoria behind their parents' back. It's really frightening what is allowed to happen in the government schools, and our tax dollars are funding this.
Exactly.
So I encourage your listeners to go to our website, truthandliesfilm.us, and they can view the film there and share it with others so that everybody can understand how critical this topic is.
Beyond critical, this is diabolical, what's happening. I mean, how are kids going to compete as we become more globalized? You know, our kids are going to be behind the eight ball while other nations are surpassing. I mean, here, for all that America has done and where we rank right now amongst other nations, I mean, other nations are just, you know, they're flying right by us because we're more concerned about using the right pronouns, have nothing to do with education, have everything to do with indoctrination. Clearly, this is what we can, I guess, one of the takeaways and what we can be thankful for COVID is that it has really opened up the eyes of parents and American citizens to see how our educational system and the Department of Education has failed we the people.
Well, you're absolutely right. And, you know, a lot of it, again, is coming from the federal government and the not only the U.S. Department of Education, but other federal agencies. And we've got to get the federal government out. You know, typically what they do is they bribe states into these programs with dollars. You know, it happened with Common Core and the Race to the Top grants. That's how they were able to get every state in the nation to adopt these faulty standards. It happened with the COVID relief funding. Billions of dollars were provided to every state in the nation. And if you accepted that funding, which we know there's not a school district in this country that won't accept money from the federal government, they all want more and more money. So they take the money, but in exchange, they have to advance equity and inclusion, which we know is critical Marxist theories, and social-emotional learning, which is this vehicle that they use to drive these theories in the classroom. So we've got to cut the purse strings. And that's why, as I mentioned earlier, we're developing a blueprint now to help states to wean themselves off the federal dole. And I'm really pleased that some states are starting to take a serious look at this, but it's absolutely what has to happen. We've got to cut ourselves off from the federal dole and restore parental and local control of education if it is going to survive.
Exactly. And Sherry Few, I think people are going to be shocked. I think some of our audience, when they hear that, you know, you think of the federal government and how vested they are in this educational program that they've instituted, and to realize that these states are, it only represents maybe 10% of the budget, in some cases less. I mean, it's not as bad as some people would think, you know, to consider decoupling from, you know, our U.S. government, especially what's at risk here. I mean, the future of our kids is what's at risk. We've already seen what they've been able to do, you know, since they've taken over. I mean, this has been a progressive march through every institution, but particularly the young people, and they're the ones that are paying the price big time right now. And parents are wondering why their kids still living in their basement at the age of 40 with little ambition.
You're so right. I mean, we see it in the culture. We see the young people and their attempts to be social justice warriors. We saw it, you know, in the streets when there were rioting and burning businesses and things. They're largely young people that have been taught to think like this, that it's correct to rebel at whatever cost. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the other part of this is when we're talking about the federal funds, is that the fifth step in our plan to close the U.S. Department of Ed is to reduce federal tax collection. So I know that sounds like a huge feat, but that's a serious step that needs to happen, because think of the money states could invest in their own education system if we weren't sending our money to the federal government. They siphon off the majority of it and then send us a few pennies back with strings attached.
Right.
So we've got to quit sending so much money to the Fed and allowing them to dictate 100% of what happens in our classroom.
Well, they're the ones that are determining the outcome. And this is all pre-designed, right? And right now, clearly what's driving it, as you said, are these Marxist and communistic ideas. And our kids are the one that are paying the price. Sherry Few, president and founder of the United States Parents Involved in Education. Sherry, thank you so much for being with us. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
USA News Update. Today marks 1 year since the Fed started raising the interest rate, and the big question is, will the Feds continue to raise the rate to combat high inflation when they meet on Tuesday? The FDIC is announcing parties interested in purchasing failed Silicon Valley Bank and Signature Banks must make their bid by tomorrow. Toggle CEO Jan Solange on Fox Business this morning weighs in.
This is concentrated in the tech sector, and so I think what's happened with the Silicon Valley Bank is definitely very specific to them.
Two unions representing 65,000 Los Angeles Unified School District employees are expected to go on a three-day strike starting Tuesday. Union leaders announced their intentions at a rally.
Are you ready to shut it down? Are you ready to shut it down? You ready to walk out? We are walking out on Tuesday.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
To have you back with us 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I hear your frustration. You know, I hear it all the time. Everywhere I go, people are frustrated over what's going on, and now we're seeing these tapes. It even raises the frustration level even further. We're seeing these hearings. We can thank Leader McCarthy for this, for empowering the committee chairs. And, you know, they're asking the tough questions. And you can tell it's working, because whether it's Tucker Carlson releasing and showing to everybody, you know, more footage than we've seen before, and we found out it started out at 14,000 hours, and now we're told anywhere between 40, 44,000 hours, so a lot more than expected. Bernie Thompson, the chair of the Jan 6 committee, admitted yesterday, said, well, we never saw the video. I mean, you just relied on an ABC television producer to propagandize the whole presentation and influence the narrative and what people have perceived in their minds. It's so funny because the Democrats talk about the big lie. Well, they're the big liars themselves. I mean, they're getting caught on this at every turn. And then the other thing that's so aggravating is that we're the ones that are going to have to pay the price for all this incompetence and this manipulation. Yes, because there's going to be liability and there's going to be some big payments, and we the people are going to have to pay for this craziness. John Whitehead is with us right now, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America. John, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Well, busy, you know, seeing all the crazy things going on in this country and greatly concerned about our future, where we're headed, because the government, obviously working out of D.C., Washington, D.C., as I've always said, is an extremely corrupt culture. I've been, I've sued in and out of there for 40 years. I've seen what it's like, and I have former agents that talk to me. So you're seeing some pretty nasty stuff coming out now, and it should tell people that, as James Madison said, the guy who wrote our Bill of Rights, we ought to mistrust all those in power. Do not trust people running up, because listen, as we know, and again, it was revealed by the FBI in 2015, there's a seven-floor group that runs everything there. They're there for money. They don't care about freedom. They don't care about we, the American people. And it's time for we, the American people, to start kicking some butt for freedom on these.
Exactly. Yeah, so why should we have to pay the tab for, you know, for what they're doing? I mean, they're so liable three ways to Sunday. I mean, there's going to be a nasty payout on this, John, down the road. There's no way that I think they can avoid it.
Well, they're going to try to avoid it, but they have in the past, by the way. Usually they find a way to get out of this stuff, or a judge will let them go or whatever. I mean, and it's with the way technology is going right now, it's moving so quickly into artificial intelligence, and where they can watch everything you're doing. I don't know if you follow this geofencing stuff now. It's basically ruled they can go move forward last month with geofencing. In other words, anybody that was near the Capitol. And what geofencing is that on your phone, your location data, places where you walked into, left, and whatever can be tracked. And they're doing that now. So, in other words, we live in, if you were by D.C., you were inside the total, on January 6th, you were inside the total surveillance state, and you could be charged with a crime for just standing across the road watching. Mm-hmm. And so that's where we're at, folks. They don't really care. They want control of the American people. And the basic the reason the people in Washington, D.C. are like they are, and they are crooked in many ways, they just want our money. And they want we're overtaxed. I mean, more Americans pay more in taxes in this land, basically, than they get for health, education, and welfare in America. So we're in a mess.
Yeah, without a doubt. What about facial recognition? Where are we on that, John?
Oh, it's gotten, you know, with the drones and everything and all the cameras all of America. Listen, everywhere you go, the average American, listen, if you're trying to hide, you're on camera 20 times daily and you're identified. And with this geofencing and all this stuff they're doing now, it is absolutely amazing. And here's another thing. Some scientists from Carnegie Mellon University have now developed with just Wi-Fi, the police now can look inside your home and see the figure of your body moving. They can watch where you're going, if you're sitting down. If you happen to be holding something that looks like a gun, they can crash through the door. You might get shot, but you might be holding a stick, a pole or something. So it's gone that far. They're driving by people's homes now, and they can look into your home now. And and here's another weird thing I realized, too. They have cloaking devices. They can actually, they have a device now that they can pull up in front of your home, and they can just fade into the background and just sit and watch you. And they're doing that in the big cities. So
How legal is this, John?
It isn't legal. That's the point. They do what they want to do. But listen, when a judge rules that, in one case, that you had to get a warrant to do geofencing, because it may be unconstitutional, but he went ahead and made a loophole in the case. They can buy it.
The
FBI has been buying from Google all of our information. Mm-hmm. Guess who pays for that?
Oh, yeah, of course.
We're paying for our own surveillance against us, okay?
Yeah. Yeah, this is how upside down it is, and we have no say in the process. And this judge, where is this judge at? Is he out of D.C.?
D.C., yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Again. Yeah. No. No.
And
no wonder.
I've told people for years. Many judges. Listen. They don't know anything about the First Amendment. The Fourth. Listen. The English general warrants were like that. That's why we got the Fourth Amendment in our Constitution, because they would search everything without a warrant.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're back. We're back to the American Revolution. And listen. And the way they're training the police across the country and stuff very militarily, the SWAT teams, they're working with the military. George Washington was really clear. He said, do not have a standing army on American soil.
Mm-hmm.
We do now, folks.
Right.
They're armed. Everybody's ready to go. And I've written about this before. The 2030 video the Pentagon is using for training predicts by 2030 this country's going to collapse into martial law.
Mm-hmm.
They're seeing it, and I'm talking to more people, by the way, that are former agents that are saying they're really worried about what could happen in the future. Some climatic action could happen to freak the nation out like 9/11.
Right.
So be careful, folks. Don't fall for the game.
Well, John, a question came up yesterday from a friend. He said to ask you this. Is it the military's responsibility to remove a foreign occupier, could be even a domestic occupier, who meddles in our election?
Well, no. I mean, again, I would say if it's the foreign occupier, it's the, you know, again, they have police there. They have people trained like that. Yes, that can do it. I mean, if you have an invasion, by the way, I'm sure the military should be there protected. I'm a former military officer.
No, I know that. That's I said
with that.
Yes.
However, we've got to be careful how we use the military once they get established and they don't move. I mean, it's. We're moving into a totalitarian regime. And like mm-hmm. I said, if George Orwell came back today, he would be screaming, it's much worse than I thought it could ever be.
Exactly.
That's because of the way technology is moving. And with this geofencing stuff and them watching everywhere you're going and being able to track it, it's there. What are you going to say to a judge? I'm sorry, I just happened to be down the block from that robbery.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could be the robber. Oh,
yeah.
I could be because I'm a block away.
Right.
Walking around, you know, people who do daily walks. It's older folks that want to get exercise. You can be found guilty today, mm-hmm. pulled into a court of law and arrested if you just happen to be walking by a place a block away. That's all it takes now, folks. And this is the way that you get people afraid and fearful. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying is, telling people is, the way we can save this country, if there's any possibility, is through getting involved in your local governments and start telling the government by way of the 10th Amendment that they need to get their crap out of our areas to stop this stuff and get local governments to be petitioning D.C. and start mm-hmm. fighting back against the corruption there.
Well, and we've got to vote good people into office. That's what we've got to move aggressively to do that. It's like that's the way you deal with poison porridge. You got to put good porridge in there. And right. Because that's the only way, because they've had their way with the system, and we've got to get people in there to do something about it. Otherwise, like you said, there could be a tipping point where the people say, that's enough, and then you've got a revolution that takes place, even though you say, well, we'd only hope it'd be a peaceful revolution. Well, I don't know that anybody could ever control a revolution to make it peaceful. It usually ends up the other way, right?
No, exactly. And we can talk about this further. FBI infiltrates these movements.
Yep, exactly. That's clear, right? After this video footage that we're seeing from January 6th. Got to go to break. We've got more from John Whitehead. Stay with us.
Attention timeshare owners. Tired of the financial stress? Were you misled by the salesperson? Don't or can't use your timeshare anymore? If any of these apply to you, then you may qualify for timeshare cancellation and get the relief you need now. Timeshare Defense Attorneys is the number one affordable fixed fee legal solution in the country, with an A+ Better Business Bureau rating. That's certainly better than my grades. They even offer a 100% client satisfaction guarantee. Let one of their experienced lawyers evaluate your case and explain the process. If they take you as a client, they'll work on your case until it's resolved in your favor, guaranteed. Expect great service and a close working relationship with your lawyer, keeping you informed every step of the way, protecting your rights, interests, and even your credit. It's that simple. Even a kid like me can understand it. The consultation is free. Call today.
800-296-1332. 800-296-1332. That's 800-296-1332. If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Minutes before the top of the hour, John Whitehead, the constitutional attorney, author, founder, and president of the Rutherford Institute, author of Battlefield America, continues with us. So, John, it is really shocking for the American people to see what's going on. You know, of course, the Democrats, well, you got gray matter flying all over the place, spokespeople, you can tell where they're coming from, that really they care little about the Constitution and due process. The exposure of this video footage that Tucker was able to put out there pretty aggressively. He spent about 3/4 of his hour on the Jan 6 video footage, but the response was so aggressive. I would not be surprised if the Murdochs got so much pressure that they decide to tap it down, because there seems to be, you know, I keep checking in to see, okay, what's he mentions it, he interviews somebody else, but we're not seeing any new footage, you know, coming from that. Maybe either he feels that he's told the story well enough that he doesn't need to extrapolate any more from the video, or he's getting so much pressure from upstairs, because whether it's Chuck Schumer, even Mitch McConnell, their heads were exploding because Tucker was putting this out for everybody. But, you know, this is what keeps a government, a democratic republic, on guard, is that we hold them accountable. There has to be transparency in government, doesn't there?
Oh, there's. That's the key. I mean, there has to be transparency. But listen, the people out of D.C. do really hide their transparency. You know, they're not transparent at all. No. They have been involved in all kinds of things. I mean, I've been told by former senators they were shocked by all the sex sex stuff that goes on in D.C., it's terrible, by the way. I tell you some of the stories that would freak you out.
Well, I know. That's what I mean. We're hearing more and more about the pedophilia that's taking place, but, oh, boy, you can't open up that door.
It's a mess up there, and it's, again, the country has shifted away from its moral base, its Judeo-Christian moral base. There was hope once when people actually had some sense of morality, but listen, the generation coming out of school today, out of high school, the young kids, they have no sense of morality anymore. Mm-hmm. They're not taught any of that. They have no sense that we have rights, by the way. Mm-hmm. I ask kids, listen, what's the First Amendment say? They'll look at me blankly. I had one law student tell me that her professor, and she was shocked, said this at the beginning of the year in constitutional law. He says, there's one subject we will not be defending, studying this year. The First Amendment. I said, you didn't study the First Amendment in constitutional law in law school? She said, no. She said, I studied it under you. And I went, because it's what I teach.
Right.
Here's what I say. You go to our website at Rutherford.org. We have a Bill of Rights pamphlet, and I have people who call me and say, we're teaching our kids at home this thing works. It's a pamphlet for children.
And yeah, imagine that.
Here's the Bill of Rights. If you want, listen, the only hope we have in the future is people who, like the founding fathers said, we're not taking this stuff anymore. We're going to stand for freedom. Mm-hmm. And they did. They gave their lives. The ministers, by the way, were so potent in the black regiment. They would give a sermon and pull back their robes, and there would be a rifle saying, it's time to fight back, folks.
Right.
And why did the British burn churches when they came into the communities in the during that war? Because that's where the patriots met. Mm-hmm. So we need a generation of people who are patriots. And a patriot's somebody who follows what James Madison said, we ought to mistrust all those in power.
Power, right.
And that's the key. Do not trust people who are running government. You have to ask them. You have to debate. That's why you need free speech. And that's why they're destroying it in public education today. They don't want kids being able to say certain words and stuff like that. And it's amazing what I'm seeing, and I'm just,
John, the other thing that...
I'm bewildered by... Listen, when I talk to attorneys, by the way, seasoned attorneys sometimes, they can't tell me what's in the Bill of Rights. So
that's amazing.
We've lost the sense of freedom in America, and freedom means speaking truth to power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, John, and you've been saying for a long time that we got to get the kids off these devices. This is really brainwashing the kids. Sarah Huckabee Sanders, they're moving forth a law there in Arkansas that says you cannot have access to the internet and be able to access these video social media outlets until you're 16 without parental permission.
Yeah.
And I think this starts to move it in the right direction to where we realize. And also, I think parents are educating their kids, because they're becoming more aware of what this is doing. You know, here we've got an uptick. I interviewed a counselor from Focus on the Family last week, John, and she said that the rise in teen suicide is as a result of social media, right?
Yes. It's crazy because... what I'm seeing with the children too is that again they have, like I say, they don't know. Basically, they're not being humans anymore. Again, they believe anything that's on that cell phone. But let me go back and say what I said earlier. The FBI is buying your data from Google and companies like that. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think Google really cares about your freedom and your child's freedom? What are they going to teach your kids?
Right.
Stand and move with the government.
Because that's
right. We moved into a corporate state. It's what Mussolini and Hitler called corporatism. They liked it because they got financed by the big powers. And that's what we're seeing in Washington, D.C. Like the study I've noted many times that came out of Princeton Northwestern showed that Washington, D.C. is run by money, 580 billionaires who control everything, that we're under an oligarchic elite that wants your money. They want to control us. And how do you control a future generation? Through the cell phones.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and the stuff that's there that's conditioning their minds, I mean, you talk about morality. I mean, it's unbelievable. They've over-sexualized sexualized and stimulated sexually are young people. It's no wonder they're a hot mess. John, I got to tell you, because of, you know, my public position and doing this radio show, I'm bombarded every morning with tweets. I mean, I went from, you know, Russian brides, Chinese brides. Now I got all these young girls, you know, that are half dressed. And I say, look, get your clothes on. I could be your father. Go to church.
Yeah.
You know, this is I mean, it's unbelievable. The stuff that, you know, it's like, and I got to find a way to filter that out because it's such garbage and such a waste of time. I don't have time to go through all that stuff. I don't want to. I don't even want to be impressed by it or tempted by it in any way. But, you know, if this is happening to me at my age, I can imagine what the kids are bombarded with, right?
Yeah, it's destroying families, too. People are telling me that. Their kids now, they look at their cell phone so much, they don't hardly talk to their parents. They go out to dinner. The kid sits and stares at the cell phone. Mm. So watch out. The families were the key, by the way, for liberty. The families were the
bulwark
against government in early America. And they want to do away with families.
That's why they're going after it.
Power.
That's why they're domestic parents, you know. That's why they're going after these people. John, the other thing I wanted to talk about, you know, from your website is SCOTUS giving Texas a free pass on a law that could chill right to criticize government, speaking of which, making it illegal for parents to repeatedly text a child. Whoa.
Yes. Yeah, that's a case that we fought, and it went to the Supreme Court. The Supreme Court said it's okay, they can go ahead and pass a law that basically punishes you. You can get one year in jail and $4,000 fine for supposedly doing repeated text or something that might be annoying. In other words, if your kid's not doing well and you keep saying you're actually texting your kid or something, you can actually get fined now in Texas for that.
Wow.
So it's a scary law, but here's the key. They're doing away with free speech all across the broad, and that's free speech. They don't want it now. They want to do away with it. Mm-hmm. They're doing a really good job of that, by the way. So I think the future generations are going to be afraid to even speak, and certain words are going to disappear, by the way. I don't know if you saw Roald Dahl, the great author. They're editing his books now and taking in certain words. I mean, come on, folks, watch out. Orwell's 1984 is already here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's amazing you mentioned that book. It's becoming a bestseller all over again, right? I mean, people, which I think is a good sign that people are starting to see, okay, wow, you know, this was predicted.
Goes away, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Exactly. No. And again, knowledge is power. That's what you say, John, all the time. And here it is. You know, we cannot just go along and buy into these 8-second sound bites. You know, I keep warning our audiences, look at, you know, don't take John's word or my word for it. Hopefully what we're doing is we're stimulating and motivating you to the point you want to check into it yourself, own your knowledge, you know, take personal responsibility. That's the antidote to the craziness that's happening in our country right now.
And across the globe, by the way. Mm-hmm. When China has a police station in New York City and several other cities in America, we're in trouble, folks.
Yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. John, what are you making? You know, we've got all this, the stuff that happened here recently, people from South Carolina that went into Mexico, two were dead as a result there from cartel and gang action. But, you know, they say, well, that's on, most people think, oh, that only happens on the other side of the border. I don't know if you saw this map that showed how deep into the interior of the United States, in almost every state of the Union, the cartels have their own, you know, their own supply and structure of operation within the United States.
Yeah, they're spreading drugs all over the country, even into high schools now. Cocaine is popping up in high schools like it never did before.
And then, meanwhile, we still have the danger of fentanyl killing 70, 80,000 young people every year. And Joe Biden wants to insist on leaving the border open, saying that it's closed.
Yeah. Well, like I say, it's the deep state. There is really no president right now.
Yeah. You say 580 oligarchs are the leverage pullers there in the background that are controlling our country right now.
I mean, money and a big smile on their face.
Yeah, and it seems rather obvious. I mean, that's one of the things that people ask all the time is who's running this popcorn stand? You know, is Joe Biden, you know?
It's like
no.
The Wizard of Oz. There's a really weird dude behind the scenes,
I think you're right. He is the constitutional attorney, author, founder, president of the Rutherford Institute. John Whitehead has been our guest. Thank you, John.